Hi, I'm Philip Pearman from Amarillo, Texas. I will be one of the discussants for the Radio Readers Book Club this spring. The first book we read, The Poisonwood Bible by Barbara Kinsolver, published in 1998, has a story that resonates today. In the novel, the Reverend Nathan Price, an evangelical Baptist missionary from Georgia, takes his wife Orlena and their four daughters, Rachel, the twins Ada and Leah, and their baby Ruth May, into a remote area of the Congo. It is 1959-60 and the Congo is struggling to rid itself of Belgium rule. This conflict goes unnoticed by the Reverend, who believes he's called by God to bring the gospel to the natives. The story of his attempt and its many failures is told through the eyes of all of the Price women. Nathan is always the patriarch whose biblical obsessions obscure any understanding of the people and culture he and his family encounter. Immediately, it's clear Price has not a clue about what he's doing. He brings vegetable seeds from Georgia, plants a garden, ignoring the advice of his native housekeeper. The result, first he gets a terrible rash from the poison root tree he was told not to touch, and second, the first big rain washes away his garden. He replants the garden following the locals' advice. He gets lots of plants but no produce because there are no germinating insects for his American plants. His effort at evangelizing the natives are equally fruitless. In an early chapter in the book, Orlena, the mother, writing more than 20 years later from Sanderling Island, Georgia, makes us aware of how badly their time in the Congo came to be. She relates how now in the States, when she encounters smells that remind her of Africa, she finds them, quote, impossible to bear, unquote. She lets us know that one of her daughters dies there. With foreboding, we continue to follow the family's ill-advised adventures. Simultaneously, this is the time the Congolese people break free from European colonialism and elect a communist, Patrick Lumumba, as their leader. 15 years later, the Church Committee of the United States Senate uncovers the United States' role in engineering a coup which resulted in Lumumba's death and his replacement by a U.S.-supported military dictator. After the coup, the Reverend Price is told to leave, his missionary salary cut off, but he refuses, believing that he, like Job, is being tested by God. There follows a long period of struggling by the Prices, just to survive. Completely unaware of the effects of his teaching, Nathan continues to insult and embarrass the natives. He ends every sermon saying in the native language that Jesus is precious. However, his pronunciation makes it sound as if Jesus is poisonwood. Unbeknownst to Price, the natives begin to support his family as their lack of income or other resources becomes obvious. As the family's troubles mount, we increasingly wonder why the mother does not take her daughters and leave. This she does only after one of them dies. I won't say who, as part of the suspense of reading the novel is knowing that this would happen, but not to who or when. Nathan stays on. Eventually is killed in another village for foolishly baptizing children in a river full of crocodiles. The women in Kinsolver's novel tell their stories vividly and with poignancy. The reader can't help but feel a sense of their isolated attempts at goodness inevitably failing. In much the same way, the behavior of our American government, changing the rulers in the Congo, is as equally misplaced and damaging as the Reverend Price's preaching. When will we ever learn? This has been Philip Pearman for the High Plains Readers Book Club.